The text that calls for our attention this Lord's Day comes to us from the book of Jeremiah, the 28th chapter, especially this verse. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, when the word of that prophet comes to pass, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent that prophet. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There are always around prophets of peace. They were around in Jeremiah's day, and they're around in our day as well. And while the phrase prophet of peace sounds powerfully positive, today our text uses the idea of a prophet of peace in a negative way. This seems kind of strange, that a prophet of peace could be a bad thing. After all, was not Jesus the ultimate prophet of peace? Well, Jeremiah today in our text warns us against this specific kind of prophet of peace that he speaks about. In Jeremiah's day, God was proclaiming doom and destruction through prophets like Jeremiah and his contemporaries like Isaiah. For indeed, the time was coming when Babylon would come and would destroy Israel. But in the midst of all those prophecies of destruction, there arose another so-called prophet named Hananiah. And Hananiah prophesied something much different. He prophesied peace, peace, and more peace. Yes, he told people exactly what they wanted to hear, that everything would be okay. When Jeremiah first heard these words from Hananiah, he didn't exactly jump right on board with Hananiah, although he didn't deny that his prophecy could be true as well. Jeremiah indeed was skeptical of this word from the very beginning, simply because he knew that all the other prophets of God had been prophesying doom and destruction. And so it seemed very odd that Hananiah would speak about peace. And so Jeremiah thought about it. As Jeremiah thought about it, he knew as a prophet this one truth. It was much easier to declare a prophecy of peace to the people than it was to declare a time of calamity. Yes, there was a lot less at stake for the prophet. For indeed, people love to hear that peace is coming. But they're generally not so happy when you tell them that trouble is on the way. Jeremiah found out fairly quickly that Hananiah's words indeed were not true, but that Hananiah's words instead were simply words he was using to try to fulfill the desires of the people, who had heard so much about doom and destruction that they were just looking for anybody that would tell them that everything was going to be okay. In fact, shortly after where we stopped reading today in Jeremiah, we're told that Hananiah was told that he would die for his crime against God, that he would die for claiming to speak a word from God when God had not given him a word to speak. But as Jeremiah probably understood, at least in the sense of being a normal person, Hananiah no doubt had taken the easy way to start. Who can blame Hananiah? After all, everybody loves a prophet of peace. Everybody loves to be told that everything will be okay. There is one who can blame a prophet of peace, and that one indeed is God himself. For while everyone likes to be told that everything will be okay, it's not always the truth in the short term. Indeed, in the day when Jeremiah and Hananiah were prophesying, things were not going to be okay. Israel was going to be massacred in the Promised Land. Those who survived would be scattered throughout the nations. God was indeed bringing great judgment upon his chosen people. Yes, in the immediate sense, at least, there was no peace to prophesy, for things were going to be far from okay. I suppose most of you by now are familiar with the man Jeremiah Wright. If you don't know who I'm talking about, he's that pastor, former pastor of Barack Obama, who was on the television for many weeks saying many things from his pulpit. And although by now his name is off the front page, at least for a while, I must admit that I thought about him this week when I was preparing this sermon. For out of all of the questionable things that that pastor said, the one that seemed to cause the most interest, at least among especially the media types, was when Jeremiah Wright said, "God be America." That statement angered Republicans and Democrats alike. How could this pastor say that God might curse America? Didn't he know that every speech peppered with political content must in this country be ended with the phrase, "God bless America"? Trust me, I'm not endorsing Jeremiah's right views of the United States or any of his wild conspiracy theories. But I do use him today to point out the fact of how much people hate any speaker who does not prophesy peace. People were outraged at Jeremiah Wright primarily because he said that God could be angered at the United States of America. They wondered how he could say such a thing. Well, I suppose if there was cable news around in the biblical Jeremiah's day, they would have been off in arms as well. They would have been just as mad as all of those Israelite leaders were in Jeremiah's day. Yes, they would have flashed breaking news across the screen that Jeremiah had just said that God would now stand against Israel rather than standing for it. It seems that things never change. People back then and people today still love prophets of peace and hate those who prophesy God's judgment or calamity. I can guarantee you that most of the popular television preachers in this day that are on television from week to week with their large congregations and their large overflowing bank accounts are preaching prosperity week to week. They are telling people only how good it will be regardless of what they do, and many times fail to speak about things like sin and hell at all. Because prophets who preach peace are well received by people. As people love those who will tell them that everything will be all right, and they often loathe those who tell them that destruction may be coming. That's why people loved Hananiah, and they hated and tried to kill Jeremiah. It's why people loved people and politicians that end their speech with "God bless America," and hate those who would dare to say the opposite. It is indeed why they love pastors in our day and age, who tell everyone that everything will be all right no matter what they do. And they hate those who speak about the curse of God upon sin. A true prophet speaks the truth. Where there is unrepentant sin, God's displeasure and judgment is made known. Where there is repentance and faith, God's blessings are proclaimed without limitation. America is walking in the ways of the Lord, then God will bless America. But if it is rebelling against Him and His ways, then God will not bless America. It's the same with individuals. If an individual is indeed walking with God and ordering their life in the ways that He pleases, those ways that flow from faith, then God has promised once again that His blessing will rest upon them. But if they are stubbornly following after other gods, and doing whatever they see fit. God makes clear that His blessing will not rest upon those people. Oh, indeed, God in the Scriptures and in life prophesies both peace and calamity. The point of this sermon is not for sure that God always preaches bad news. He indeed ushers forth prophecies of peace all the time. Even Isaiah and Jeremiah, who had some of the most harsh words from God to deliver to Israel, still looked past those times and saw a future of peace for God's people. But the point of this sermon is this. Real prophecy, real preaching, real teaching is always truthful, regardless of whether it ends up proclaiming peace or warning of calamity. Jeremiah warns today that we ought to be careful of those prophets who always tell us everything is okay. For all too often their words are simply crafted to please people and not really from God. We indeed should take this advice to heart in our day when it comes to how we think about churches, pastors, even our friends. If our church only supports us in whatever we decide to do, regardless of what the Scriptures say about it, we should leave that church. If our pastor avoids the obvious sins in our lives and is just there to be pleasant and say nice things, we ought to look for a true shepherd who will warn us when danger is present. If all of our friends simply rubber stamp whatever choices we make, rather than sharpening us by graciously leading us to the recognition of our sins and to the Savior who can take them away, we likely need new friends as well. Imagine walking down a dark tunnel. At the end of that tunnel, finally you see a small glimpse of light. The prophet of peace tells you that everything will be okay. Even grabs your hand and squeezes it to assure you that everything will be fine. Unfortunately, the truth arrives all too late as you realize that that light is on the front of a train. The prophet of truth always tells you the truth. When walking down that dark tunnel, if that light ahead is the way out, they will urge you to run for that light. But if they know that light is an oncoming train, they will urge you to turn around and run back as fast as you can. You see, this is the kind of prophet that Jesus was. He was at times a prophet of calamity, a prophet of destruction, telling entire towns that the day of judgment would be more awful for them than it was for Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes, he was a prophet of judgment to those who stubbornly rebelled against the kingdom in their midst. But Jesus was also a prophet of peace, as he gathered around him those downtrodden people in society and assured them that their lives were hidden with him in heaven. Yes, Jesus, whatever he spoke truth. And he knew that as he went out with truth, some people would receive that truth with great joy, and others would react violently against it. That's why in our gospel lesson for today, Jesus says, "I didn't come to bring peace, but I came to bring a sword. I'm going to cut apart families with this word of truth. For some will believe and follow, and others will rebel with all of their might." Yes, Jesus knew that the most important thing was to be a prophet of truth, whether that meant proclaiming peace or that meant proclaiming destruction. And indeed, we indeed in our day should look for people who do the same, who will speak to us the truth regardless of the content. Yes, that's what we should look for in a church. That's what we should look for in a pastor. That's what we should look for even in our friends. Jesus, the prophet of destruction and calamity, reminds us today that if we spend our whole lives simply surrounding ourselves with prophets of peace, who will always tell us that everything is okay, even when it is not, we will follow those prophets of peace to death. Thanks be to God, that is not Jesus' final word for us today. No, it is not the end of the prophecy that he shared. For Jesus, a true prophet of peace, assures us that if we will leave the company of those who try to deceive us, who exist only to tickle our ears, then he will welcome us again into his presence. And in his presence, we will hear, "Peace be with you. My peace I give to you." Amen.